Welcome back, guys, to TNM Bull. It's Jay, your host today, and I'm with Damo and Statman Will. How are you guys?
I'm all right, mate.
Yeah, really good, mate. Thank you.
Right, just a quick word for our sponsor, just quickly. It's BK Accounts. Now, if you haven't heard before, he does 25%. He can beat you on anyone who you are currently with. So just to notify, if you're currently with an accountant and you're looking for a cheaper alternative, BK Accounts. You can see it on the TM Bull Facebook page, or for more information, bkaccounts.org.uk. Now back to the podcast. So guys, just to let you know, we are breaking records with you two. As I was saying before, you both got the highest views. So people must love you, our fans.
Well, what can we say?
Yeah, it's the content. A few words.
So this is what we're going to do today. It is going to be a very controversial topic. It is the Prem best ever 11. So Will's been chatting some, what should I say, shit, saying that basically he believes he knows his football inside out. And we've got the FM man, football manager, maestro, Damo here. So Damo's come up with a great idea. What we're going to do after we've both picked 11 each, that is Damo and Will, he's going to find a database to run both teams against each other to see who will actually be the overall winner, which is a great idea. So what we'll do start with first is, let's start with keepers. So just to let people know the rules, it's a 4-4-2. And did you pick subs at all, guys?
I have got 18 subs.
Right. Well, I've just got a list of a load of players just to remind me so I don't forget any. So okay. I don't want to go with the same ones as Will's got if I can avoid it. So if Will pick somebody, I can pick an alternative.
Yeah.
So we're going to go for a 4-4-2. It's a 4-4-2, and then you get subs. You get one goalkeeper, two defenders, two midfielders, and a striker. Obviously, for your defenders, you'll need a wing back, a central defender, and then one for your wings for your midfielder, one central midfielder, and attacking versatility will get you extra points. Right, so let's start then. Or Damo, who wants to go first?
I'm easy.
I don't mind. Toss a coin if you want.
Let's flick a coin. Heads or tails, Will?
Heads.
Tails, Mr. Damo, you to start.
Right, okay. So, what do you want me to just tell you who I'm picking and that and explain why?
Yep, let's do that. Goalkeeper, please.
I think, to be fair, on my little shortlist of all players, there's only four goalkeepers on my list. So, obviously, I'd say that that means there's four goalkeepers who I consider head and shoulders above everyone else that's played in the Premier League. Now, one player to me stands out above all four of those, and that is, so I'll go with my first choice, which will be, as much as I hate it, because I'm a Liverpool fan, I don't like Man U, but I'm going with Michael.
Any reason why?
Well, because he was pretty good, wasn't he?
and that is the content that we give you here in Liverpool.
he was good coming out and making himself look big. Like, so he's quite an intimidating keeper, wasn't he, really? Like, if you're trying to come down one-on-one with a keeper and you've got Schmeichel in front of you, it's put strikers off straight away, because he's just like, he was good at making himself look a big object to beat.
Well, he's famous for doing the starfish dive. You know, when you go up to him, you did the big, you know.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I mean. That's obviously, it's about making himself a big object to beat.
Fantastic. Well, goalkeeper.
So,
who did you pick and why? Honestly, I'm
glad that Damo's gone for Schmeichel first, because he's actually my backup. My goalkeeper, obviously, Statman Will. I'm going with the guy who's got the most clean sheets in Premier League history. To me, this goalkeeper was phenomenal in his early years, recently retired. I think that from what I remember growing up, you know, you think of goalkeepers, you think of this man. And for me, it's Petr Cech.
Good shout.
Weren't even in my top four.
Most in Premier League history, Petr Cech. Wasn't great at Arsenal, if I'm being honest. He did all right for us. He shored us up after Szczesny left. But in his Chelsea days, I can't think of many keepers in the world that were better than him.
The problem is, he played in a Chelsea team managed by Mourinho. And Mourinho is very negative defensive football. You would expect him to keep clean sheets, you'd think.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I'm not saying, you know, he's played with some fantastic defenders in front of him as well. But if you look...
Every goalkeeper's played with good defenders, haven't they?
Exactly. So, for me, Petr Cech takes the goalkeeper position for me.
All right, okay.
Well, you talk about Arsenal. We talk about Arsenal and how it didn't do well there. I mean, you got to think of Schmeichel when he went to Villa and didn't do very well either. So
yeah,
exactly. So the only thing that I especially remember Peter for is his goals. They were crazy.
Yeah.
If people are listening and they want to see goalkeepers score goals, you need to look at Cena in I think it's South Palo. I think
he scored like.
If you want goalkeeper scoring goals, mate, José Luis Chilavert is the man to look for.
Yeah, I think he's second to Cena, yeah.
Chilavert he was a good goalkeeper, but he'd take all the free kicks and everything.
Yeah, terrifying. Yeah, I remember this.
Goalkeeper scoring a World Cup, he had a shot that was just off target. But he wanted to be, that was his aim, to be the first keeper to score in a World Cup. He just didn't quite manage it.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Well, left back. Damo.
What's that?
Left back.
I went first last time, so it should be.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice, all right, sensitive.
It really pains me, this one, because to me, he is the best left back in Premier League history.
Ashley Cole?
Yeah, it is. It's Ashley Cole. You see, when we get to right back, I struggled a little bit because I'm trying to think of iconic right backs who've played in the Premier League. And there are some, but there's not a lot. Whereas at left back,
fullbacks aren't necessarily the best blessed positions to come from the Premier League.
Exactly. So, but Ashley Cole was in a league of his own in the Premier League. It pains me to say it because obviously the history that he's got with Arsenal and the way he left and how much his fans hate him. But I can't argue with how good a player he was. So it's Ashley Cole.
Well, he just wanted to get out of average team. Well, you know what Arsenal are. I understand it's even important.
He just won it. He's the Premier League is an invincible, so I think money talks.
Are you an Arsenal fan or are you with?
Sorry, mate.
You're an Arsenal fan, are you?
Unfortunately, yes.
Right, okay. Well, I know you're having an odd time now, but I've been there with Liverpool. So you're not going to get no criticism off me, not until you get beat by them.
Yeah, I mean, well, this is a guy who, just to let you know, Damo, as well, Will actually posted something on Facebook when you won the title going, at least your trophy is in gold.
Yeah, the question is, it's a banner at the Emirates. It's a banner at the Emirates, and it says, is yours gold?
You made that yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Painted it.
Well, I won't say that they got too many draws that season. That goes, you know, I wouldn't be like, I wouldn't stoop so low.
Thin ice.
Yeah, we'll talk about that another time. We're going off subject, aren't we?
Well, left back, Damo.
Well, left back, I was going to go with Ashley Cole, to be fair. But I'm not, because obviously Will's picked him. So, I need to make up my mind out of my two other choices now.
Who are you thinking?
He's too younger than me. You might not even really remember. But it's between Dennis Irwin.
Ooh.
Who was a good left back, who won many trophies and could whip a good free kick in.
Yeah.
There's a very complete different left back, but still pretty iconic left back, and that's Stuart Pearce.
Yeah.
Personally, I think Dennis Irwin, as Fergie said,
is technically the better player, But yeah. I'm thinking, I'm trying to think what works with my team that I'm trying to put together here. So, but I think I'm going to go with Irwin. Then go
Over Psycho Stew.
And stuff as well.
I don't know. I rate Psycho Stew just because of how much of a nut job he was.
He was very good. The only problem is he lacks the same trophy cabinet that Irwin has, don't
he? Yeah, he does. He does.
What I'll do, guys, is once you've made your selection, I'll let one of you rebuttal the other one because it just seems to be a bit of overlap, you know. I know, obviously, we all want to talk to each other, so I'll obviously let you have your pick and you can rip each other for a second and then I'll come to a conclusion at the end. So with Irwin as well, just to confirm, when Fergie got asked to pick his all-time 11, he goes, I've had too many great players, but Dennis Irwin is the only one who I pick every time for left-back.
Yeah. He was a good player. He was a very good player, but he's probably a little bit before your time of starting to watch football properly, weren't
you? No, I watched him. He was actually probably the first player actually I properly did watch, actually. Mm-hmm. I remember watching him in the left-back taking penalties. That's crazy. I loved him. One of the best players of all time.
Have you noticed I've picked two Man U players?
I was going to say that just now. You were complaining about choosing Peter Schmeichel and you got my Danny Irwin.
I know.
Fanboy. Anyway, so, Damo.
Right.
Centre back.
No, surely it's right back, innit?
No, we're going across.
Right, okay. That means it's going to be a pain in the arse because now I've got to go Man U again.
Would it be Yap Stan by any chance?
It's not.
I know.
I have shortlisted him, but my first choice centre back would be Rio Ferdinand.
What a shout.
Only a good centre back, but he's also a ball player as well. He was like distributing, like passing out from the back and stuff. And obviously, that's kind of what I like to see in football. I like the centre backs to be able to play out from the back and things like that.
Do you?
Ferdinand could play now and do a good job. He'd suit today's game.
Well, do you want to rebuttal anything on that?
Ferdinand was a great player, but he's not even the best centre-back in United's history, in my opinion. My first centre-back is also a Man United player. And to me, my opinion, he is the greatest centre-back the Premier League's ever seen. In my
personal, let me see if it's who I think you'll say though.
And it's Nemanja Vidic.
Yeah, that's what I thought you was going
to
say.
Vidic, to me,
he's actually on the shortlist, but I just didn't have
him. Yeah, I mean, with Vidic, the guy was an animal. He was a defensive powerhouse. Now, we don't talk about his record against Fernando Torres. That doesn't come into question. But
against Liverpool as well, I can remember.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. But for me, Vidic was. Obviously, I'm a manager of a football club. If I got an academy going and we were getting, you know, young kids in to come and play for us at under six level, under seven or under eights, and I had a budding centre back that came to me and said, "Coach, I need somebody to study. I don't know where, you know. I want to learn positioning better. I want to learn how to be more aggressive. I want to learn how to tackle inside intricate positions." You know, I know the young kid wouldn't say that, but I would turn them to Nemanja Vidic every single day of the week. And what made me laugh was David Moyes, when he got to Man United, actually said to Vidic, "I want you to watch videos of Phil Jagielka." That's true.
What?
That is true.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, he obviously didn't rate him then.
So, what I want to ask, I'll ask you quick, Damo, and I'll ask the same question to you after, Will. If Man United did have a Rio Ferdinand or a Vidic in their current team, do you think they could challenge? Do you think they made that much of a difference?
They made a massive difference. Manu's had some quality centre-backs over the years. When you people like Stam as well, who was obviously good. Stam's not on the level of Ferdinand or Vidic, in my opinion. But you took someone like Stam into Manu's team now and he'd make a big difference. But I don't think it's the centre-back that's Manu's problem, to be fair. I think at one time, Harry Maguire having problems and playing a bit crap and whatever. But I don't think he's actually doing that bad now. So, But you stick any, you stick Vidic or Ferdinand into any team and it's improving it.
Yeah, yeah, good point. What do you think the problem is?
With Manu, I think the way they play, they can be stopped attacking. Like sometimes, like Rashford or Martial or whatever can just not even be in the game at all. Mm. And they've got a lot of players that I think are very inconsistent. Like Pogba can be fantastic one month, next month he's crap. Like I think that's why while they're riding high at the moment, I don't think there's any way they'll keep that up the whole season because they're so inconsistent with the players. All the way through the team, they've got inconsistencies all the way through.
Statman Will, do you think Rashford or Mason Greenwood would be in a Ferguson team?
No.
My reason being, if you look back to when Vidic and Ferdinand were playing, you know, they didn't have Marcus Rashford, Anthony Martial and Edison Cavani up front. Now, Cavani was a quality striker in his time, but that was in his time. You know, he's not going to get you 30 goals a season like he was doing at PSG. You got to remember, when Fergie was in charge, he had players like Ruud van Nistelrooy, Wayne Rooney, Robin van Persie, Dimitar Berbatov, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Different.
The game has changed from these different strikers, but their stats alone speak for themselves. You know, Robin van Persie was a demon up top. Ruud van Nistelrooy wasn't the flashiest of players, but if I needed a striker in the world to be in the right position at the right time, it'd be him. And United don't have that at the moment. The defence, to me, isn't the problem. I think Maguire's a bit of a scapegoat. I'm not saying he's had a good season, but he's not as bad as everyone's making him out to be. Lindelof started playing well. Luke Shaw's a good left back. Wan-Bissaka can be rash at times, but he still gets the job done. United's problem is not in the defence. It's in the lack of goals. They've got Bruno Fernandes creating everything, but Rashford's finishing is poor. Martial's been off the nut all season. You know, Cavani's only just started to come into his own in the Premier League, and it's February. So I don't think the defence is the issue at United. I think it's the attack.
I was going to say,
Will, do you think, because the game's changed so much compared to where it was before, do you think Rashford and Martial wouldn't even be strikers if they played in the 90s? I think they'd be wingers myself. The way they play and run and things like that, I don't think they'd even get put up front. They've not got that physical side of that a proper striker in the 90s would have had. And
exactly.
I think they'd be lightweight and stuff.
If you think about sort of, you know, one player that comes to mind straight away as a striker from sort of the late 90s, early 2000s, Duncan Ferguson. You know, you do not get strikers like him anymore. The closest thing to an old school striker that the Premier League has at the moment is Harry Kane. He's big, he's strong, he's got great finishing, he can be quick when he wants to be. You know, and in the 90s, that was the thing. And then you would put your quicker lads out on the wing. You know, you couldn't have put David Beckham up front in 1998. No way. And he wasn't even quick. So, you know, it's one of them. Rashford and Martial would have been wingers. And that is, to me as well, if you look at where they started off in their careers, they both started off on the wing.
But sometimes, though, when you put young players into a team, it's easier to blood them into a team by putting them wide.
Oh, it is, 100%.
Oh, job die again.
Steven Gerrard starts off as a right back.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to be honest, Will, I mean, I kind of disagree when you're saying that we haven't got strikers like that at the moment. I mean, you've got Andy Carroll, Mitrovic, Benteke. I think that's what would happen if you got them.
They're not the same, though, Jay. They're not the same. They're just big lumps.
Yeah.
The big lump in the 90s were big lumps who could play.
They're
a very different striker to, say, the strikers of the 90s. I'm not mentioning any names because I'm thinking of who I'm going to pick later.
I don't think Mitrovic is big. I think Mitrovic is just aggressive. With Mitrovic, he's an okay striker, but I think that's because centre-backs fear for the shins.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see what you're saying. Personally, though, I think if you bring a 90s striker into today, I think he would perform like that. That was basically my point.
No,
better like with Benteke. Yeah. Benteke can play.
Yeah, Benteke is better than he gets given credit for, but I still think he's kind of performs a role that he's there to do at the moment because there isn't other players doing that. And I think had he been playing in the 90s, he wouldn't have been a top striker because I think he just hasn't got that goal-scoring predatory type of thing about him. He'd maybe one of them that you'd play him with a better finisher with him.
Yeah, so or someone who's quicker.
Mm.
Okay, well, centre-back.
So my other centre-back, the Premier League's have some great centre-backs. They really, really, really are. Awesome, yeah. But for me, the only other option that I can put with Vidic, and I know Damo's not going to be happy about this, is John Terry.
I knew
he
was
iconic to me. He was great for England. He was great for Chelsea. He was a fantastic servant. I know he's had some controversies in the past, you know, with the racial events and things like that. Not excusing that whatsoever. But if we're talking based purely off of football, John Terry to me is also up there in the conversation with Vidic as being the best of all time in the Premier League.
I would say myself, John Terry is more like an old school centre back. I did consider him on my shortlist, but I decided last minute not to put him on. So I do rate him, but yeah, I think there's others ahead.
Yeah.
Well, I like the fact that he picked Rio for a start. I mean, Rio Ferdinand, unlike Vidic, I understand Vidic did have a great couple of seasons at United, but Rio did it from day one at West Ham, Leeds, you know, and Man United. Whilst other players, you could say like say Messi, where they say, well, can he do it against Stoke or whatever? Rio's proved it at every single level, you know, especially at the bottom with West Ham because they're terrible. I thought I'd just get a little West Ham dig there. So who else are you going for as your centre-back, Damo?
Right, the one who I want to go for, I'm not quite sure if it's quite Premier League or if it was the old Division 1. It's around that edge time. But I'm going to go with him anyway. And then if he might have been in the Premier League at the end of his career, but I'm going to go with him anyway. And that's Tony Adams.
No, he was. He was in the Prem. He was in the Prem.
Tony Adams would be there to organise the back line because Ferdinand's going to play his little balls and he's going to go off and do what he needs to do and then Adams is going to keep it all organised along the back.
I'll tell you something, guys. You both pick a very controversial centre-back each, talking about Terry with his controversies. I don't think Tony Adams was shy of it with his gambling issues, I believe, and his alcoholism.
Yeah, he had gambling issues, but at the same time, he addressed that and he does a lot of charity work to do with gambling and things like that. He's kind of someone that if you're a footballer now, you probably have a lot of dealing with Tony Adams because a lot of people who have got all that sort of money lose to do what they want. I bet a lot of footballers do get into gambling problems. And with Tony Adams, we'd be the thing that he organises, I can't remember the name of it now, but he has like a charity that he runs that I imagine he probably has quite a lot of contact with Premier League players nowadays.
How strong was the partnership between him and Keown?
It was good.
They were brilliant.
Possibly I would say the most organised defence I've seen.
They were Tony Adams and Martin Keown, when I look at the centre backs that we've got today compared to those two. I mean, Tony Adams, he's Mr. Arsenal. He is Mr. Arsenal. The man is a legend. His statue outside the Emirates is beautiful. And I remember when I first saw it years ago, walking up to it and just seeing him there casting bronze. It's got goosebumps, you know. But Tony Adams, he wasn't just good with Keown. You could have put anyone next to him and he would have made him look like a world-class centre-back. The guy is the epitome of a player that lives and breathes a club. And one of his statements is actually...
He was captain at 19 as well, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was.
He was a very, very young captain of Arsenal. And his advice to players coming through was if you play for the club on the front, they'll remember the name on the back. And he was the first to say that. And that's never been more true within football. So you know what, Damo? I'm really glad you've said it. That really makes me feel a bit stupid for choosing John Terry now.
Right, just a quick question. I like the standard we've got here, but I'll ask you first, yeah. Will. How highly did you rate Sol Campbell since he's missed out?
Sol Campbell...
it's scum, I agree.
You say that. Sol Campbell was a legend before he kicked a ball for Arsenal. We all know, you know, he was that interview when he was in the Tottenham shirt, and he says, "Yeah, I'm staying." And then Wenger turns up to a press conference completely unannounced, and Sol Campbell walks out, and everybody lost their minds. But when you take away that as an Arsenal fan, Sol Campbell was a phenomenal centre-back. He really, really was good. However, he was good at Tottenham. He was great at Arsenal, but he wasn't there for as long as I probably have liked. Obviously, he flirted with other clubs, with Pompey and that. He was fantastic. But to me, Vidic and Terry were iconic. So, yeah. I'm not with you on that one, yeah. Jay. Campbell's not strong.
If you'd have told me I couldn't have Adams, then Campbell was my next in line.
Wow. I mean,
if you'd have said Adams was the one, like it was two before the Premier League or whatever, then Campbell
was that for his Notts County run, Demo?
Pardon?
Was that for his Notts County run?
No, it was more the fact that Campbell and Ferdinand had a good partnership playing for England.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, is it? I'm not salty at all being a Tottenham fan, guys, I promise you. And do you think who was better than Demo? Just quickly before going right back, do you think it was better Rio and Campbell or Terry and Rio?
Rio and Campbell.
I disagree. I think Rio and Terry. I know they probably should have won more trophies. I mean, that England squad itself should have won a lot more than it did.
I think whichever one you go with, I think Ferdinand complimented both.
I liked when you said, I remember watching a documentary regarding Rio, and when he first started, he was like a deer. He had long legs and he couldn't play the ball. But when he perfected it, that ball playing ability was just phenomenal. The only one I can really compare him to is John Stones, but a good version of him. It's crazy.
No, I told you who I compare him to now, at the moment, who I'd considering quite similar to, is Virgil van Dijk.
What I'd like to do after we've done this one is do a recent all-time best. So in the last two seasons, we can do that in the next episode or two. So let's go on to right back then, Demo.
Is it me? Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Man U again.
Have you got a shirt for Man U there?
I hate them. Absolutely hate them with a passion, like you hate Arsenal. But there's not many right backs to pick from, if I'm honest.
Neville?
So I've gone with Gary Neville.
I have the same problem when I do the defence for my all times, to be honest. It always heavily linked Manchester United because they was that good and dominant in the 90s and noughties because they had such a great defence. And I think new clubs can look at that. And like Will said, if Arsenal had any integrity, they would do exactly the same. Same as Spurs. You know, we're losing points because of it. Same as Liverpool. Without Van
Dijk, we're losing points though in the defence because of injuries though.
Yeah, you're not in the same position as us, but you know what I mean. Well, right back.
See if he goes with...
I'm not going to lie. I had Gary Neville.
Danny Meld?
Gary Neville was a frightening player. I hated playing against him because you're just thinking, which players are going to win you today? Which leads me to my backup. And I don't think you'll guess this day, Mo, if I'm honest with you, mate. He's very recent.
You
He's only really just retired, I think last season. And watching him a part of a squad that grew in the way that it did and how pinnacle he was and the commitment that he showed to the club, to his games, to his tackling. Pablo Zabaleta.
Okay.
It was a tough one at right back, obviously, because Gary Neville is everybody's go-to. But, you know, you could argue, well, Trent's coming along nicely. Yeah, he is, but he's not there yet.
He's not there yet. No, 10 years, it might be exactly. The first automatic choice, quite obvious.
But for me, you know, I could have chosen. I mean, I could have chosen anyone really.
I thought you might go Lee Dixon.
See, that was tempting with Lee Dixon. It was. He was a great player for Arsenal. He was a great player in general, but. If I'm being completely honest, and I'm showing my age here, I didn't get a chance to watch Lee Dixon as much as I've watched Pablo Zabaleta.
I think the thing as well, Dixon maybe didn't quite have... He had the legs early on, but I think his legs slowed down quite early.
So, yeah, right back's a bit of a grey area. I'll be quite happy to move into midfield now.
I was surprised don't pick Chris Powell or Nigel Winterburn for left back, but there we go. right. So, Mr. Smith, Statman, it's you.
Left mid.
Left back. Left mid.
I'm not even going to talk about him. There's only one option, it's Cristiano Ronaldo. That's it. There's your comment.
Ronaldo. The fact that he's still doing it on the stage. I mean, you had a great stat the other day saying he nearly went and jumped 200 centimetres. I mean, that's just vile, even for like a 35-year-old or whatever he is. We was talking about sports science the other day, and the guy is probably going to do this until he's 40. He's just a phenomenon. He's a freak. Ronaldo, I mean, you just... The accolades, and when you look at the Ballon d'Or, and we all know FIFA's corrupt, and I know the Ballon d'Or is a magazine, however, but with all their awards, sometimes I look at Messi and I think he's not entitled to it, but Ronaldo, every time he wins it, he's fantastic. It's a shame that someone like Michael Ballack or something couldn't do something similar for the central midfield role, but let's go on to you anyway, Damo, for...
Well, mine was Ronaldo, because I don't think you can have any argument against it, can you? I think anybody will agree. You have obviously the old Ronaldo versus Messi debate. Now, to me, I'd rather have Ronaldo in my side than Messi. I think he's more of a complete player. And to me, Ronaldo's the best player of this generation. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's any way you could not put him in your team, whether you put him on the wing, whether you put him up front, or whatever. He's got to be in your team. But I'm having Ronaldo in my team, but I'll tell you my backup just in case, because I did say I'd pick a second choice. My second choice, you could go Giggs, because of obviously he had a long career doing well on the left wing. But I'm sick of fucking Man U, so I'm not going Giggs. I'm not going Giggs. I'm going with Eden Hazard.
Wow. So, up to you. Who would your second pick be, Will?
It'd be Giggsy.
Yeah, it would have to be. So, just an update so far, guys. We've got Peter Schmeichel in net for Damo. Erwin, Rio, Tony Adams, and Neville. And obviously, left midfield, Ronaldo. For Mr. Statman, you've got Petr Cech, Ashley Cole, Vidic, Terry, and Zabaleta. We've also Ronaldo there as well. So we go for centre mid. Well,
my first central midfielder is, in my opinion, the greatest midfielder of all time. In my opinion. There's a famous story. Inter Milan were interested in him. And Damo, you're going to hate me, because he turned around and he said, if you want to buy me, you'd have to buy Manchester United.
I can probably guess who you're going to say, to be fair.
It's Scholesy. It's Paul Scholesy. Yeah.
Scholes is one of them. It's a debate. A lot of people think he's the best midfielder that's ever been. Some people say he was too lazy and yeah. things like that. Technically, he was a very good player, but I'm not going to have him in mind, just so you know.
No, that's fine.
Ricky Moore, I got. No, he was a good player. There's no doubt he scored, but technically, you could even argue he's the best player full stop that's been in the Premier League on the technical side of it. And he was a very clever player. But no,
I'm about to say behave yourself if you're talking about, but yeah. Next you'll be picking an Arsenal player.
There's some Arsenal players who miss out.
Oh, shut up.
And I'm going to be an Arsenal player when we first pick him.
What?
Patrick Vieira.
Go on then. Yes. Midfield.
Oh.
Guys, I'm not being disingenuous, but I can't see any team actually making... I can't see any Tottenham players here, guys. I can't see no Ginolas. Right, it's your turn, Mr. Will.
You think I've got Jermaine Defoe up front, don't you?
Haven't got any Tottenham players, just so you know.
That's that fucking thing. Well done, Will. You've won.
My other centre mid, it was Paddy. But I do have a backup. And for me, again, showing me age, but for me, it's Kevin De Bruyne.
Well, he's a good player, obviously.
Kevin De Bruyne is a joy to watch play football. And, you know, I could have chosen, I don't know, Roy Keane. I could have done Vieira, obviously. If we're talking, I could have said Michael Carrick. You know, could have said Steven Gerrard. Could have said Frank Lampard. But to me, Kevin De Bruyne is an absolute joy to watch play football, and week in week out, the consistency is unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm just absolutely amazing. No one Essien or Makélélé. Yeah.
Makélélé's a good shout, but I thought you can't really have Makélélé if you're having a dream team and with Vieira in it. I think you're getting too negative.
Yeah, those.
Wilsey's gone the opposite. Wilsey's complete opposite. Next, he ain't got no defensive midfielder.
Which my new player?
I'm
going to
go.
Next,
I'm a Liverpool fan. I can't not put him in. Got to be Gerrard. Got to be. He'll grab the game by a scruff of the neck. These technically may have been better players, but he's a match winner. And some of them technically better players can go missing in games and you not see nothing of them for two or three games, or they go missing for half an hour in a big game. Gerrard loved a big game and he would just, he'd turn a draw into a win and things like that. So that's why I'm having him alongside Vieira.
Well, if you both actually put Ronaldo on the right wing, you're aware you both can pick Jasper Blomqvist for the left.
Don't forget Jordan Cruyff. Don't forget Jordan.
I think someone's coming.
It's going to be weird.
Going back, guys.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Well,
just a bit echoey for some reason.
Fucking about.
Oh, I don't know.
Someone's echoing.
I think. Damn it. Right. We're trying to proceed anyway.
Yeah.
Demo.
Right mid. Oh, I've had enough of this now. Can we not play this game anymore? I'm not saying he's necessarily the best player, but I think in the team I'm building, I think he brings a lot to it. So I'm going.
Well, you're going to tip in to get Damo a season ticket. You know,
I'm going with someone that's going to provide something that the other players aren't necessarily providing. So I'm going with Beckham.
Posh.
For his crossing ability. Yeah. And obviously, he can take a good free kick.
He can. And his missus is well, she can well, bring the wife as younger, well.
But
can't
I think she looked like Skeletor as she got older.
I actually went around for Halloween. We just stuck her on the door. And no one come around.
Right, mid.
Stop, man.
No, left, mid.
All right.
It is right. Right.
Oh, yeah, because he had Jasper.
Right, mid for me. I'm going to surprise you here.
Ginola?
You shut up.
Do you know what?
Don't say it, Damon.
I thought I did put him on my shortlist, you know, when you said that, but I hadn't.
There's a reason for that.
Well, you can tell your life choices out, Damo, don't you? You two are bastards. I'm not having you on the show.
You'll have to name it Will and Damo rip into Tottenham for an hour.
Season ticket Damo for Old Trafford.
I'd burn it live on Facebook.
No, my right mid is going to surprise you. It was a player that I used to love watching play football. I really, really did as a kid. You know, it was the kind of player that you do a skill on the park and you shout his name. I know he was more of a right winger, but for me, I had to put him in somewhere. JJ Okocha.
Oh, JJ Okocha.
He's on my shortlist.
JJ Okocha was special. Yeah. Very, very special.
Although I think he came to the Premier League after his peak.
Came to the Premier League what, sorry, Damo?
After his peak. I think he was better before he came to the Premier League.
Yeah. He was. But yeah,
Bolton was phenomenal.
He was unbelievable at Bolton. Here's an interesting fact for you that some people may know, you may not. JJ Okocha is actually the uncle of ex-Arsenal current Everton player Alex Iwobi.
Yeah, I heard Iwobi was related to somebody, but I couldn't remember it being Okocha.
Yeah, Okocha's his uncle.
For some reason, I think it was George Weah.
Yeah, wow.
No, George Weah's kid plays for I think he plays for Weah.
Yeah.
Timothy Weah.
Yeah.
Did you lads hear about the fraud story? Was about he was the guy school, who wasn't pretended it? To be George Weah.
Yeah, it was.
He just turned up and said he was related to him or something. He got signed.
Yeah, and he and, was it Sam Allardyce who saw him for 4 minutes? I went, no, mate. He said he was running around like a deer. I just can't believe it. I was like, wow, a deer. If you want to get compared to anything. So, yeah, then it looks like no Manning, no Salah. They're not even near us at the moment.
They did get shortlisted. I did shortlist them, but we're picking between the best players of the last, 30 years. It's odd. It's odd competition.
Man United, Damo, they'd be on here, wouldn't they? Will Stryker.
My first striker. There's only one option: the king, Thierry Henry.
Now, if you didn't hear it before, Damo, Will said, "If you haven't got him on your team, he's never doing a podcast again." Do you think Henry should be on there?
It was top of my list.
Oh, no way!
Thank
so why
you
has
very
no
well.
One picked Defoe
over Thierry Henry?
100% or Stefan Iversen. Or Pavlyuchenko.
I was just about to say Pavlyuchenko or Peter Crouch.
No need to swear.
There's no explanation needed for Thierry Henry.
No. Is that
not
really amazing?
Yeah. To be fair, the striker wise, you can pick from hundreds, can't you? There's loads.
Yeah, you really, really can. Demo. Damo.
Say again, mate.
Your striker.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Damo, we can literally hear you fine.
I think he keeps putting out.
I can just hear you saying fuck sake in the background, though.
Damon, can you hear us?
I can now. I couldn't.
Okay, great.
I just heard it come back on with, for fuck's sake.
I'm just going to leave that in as well.
It'll be that's quite funny. That.
This is our 10th attempt, guys. We're dealing with terrible EE connection. What's your two strikers, Demo?
I'm picking both, am I?
You're picking both in case you cut out.
Well, I was going to have Henry, obviously. I'm going to go with... I don't think you can argue against having the record Premier League goal scorer in Alan Shearer.
Yeah.
Obviously, his goals speak for itself, don't they, kind of thing? He was a quality striker and he could act as a foil for a quicker striker like Henry. So that was going to be the strike force. So without Henry, I don't think it would work, Shearer and Van Nistelrooy together.
What about Bergkamp or Defoe?
No. Bergkamp possible.
So we'll
you know what? I'm
going to
go with... I'm going to go with Robbie Fowler.
Robbie Keane, you say?
Robbie Keane. I mean, he played for Liverpool as well.
Robbie Fowler.
Yeah. Right. That's great. Will, last one.
You see, Shearer was up there with me, but wasn't my second pick. And for me, it is a man who has done pretty much everything Shearer's done, but he's also got a Champions League. Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, well, I just got tick of Man U, so I wasn't going to put him in. The same as the other person I was considering was Michael Owen. I thought, no, he went to Man U after. He's not going in either.
Or Ruud van Nistelrooy, or Eric Cantona.
Now, before we cut out for the 50th time tonight, and I have actually an emotional breakdown, I can obviously see this is heavily linked to United, Arsenal, you know, Liverpool. Do you think in 10 years' time we'll have any City players in here?
Apart
from obviously Zabaleta, but like proper, heavily inducted. I know we've got KDB and Zabaleta, but I'm on about the Agüeros, you know, the Silvers.
Agüero was my third choice striker, to be honest.
As you probably just heard there, we had some technical issues because you see, Damien is an 85-year-old man who's obviously seen now by picking all the Man United players. But Wilter's going to help me quickly wrap this up. what did you think to that then, Will? You're happy with your choices and Damien was there?
I'm very, very happy. To be honest with you, it's great to see somebody who's seen the Premier League in the 90s transitioning to the 2000s, getting their opinion, you know, with some of the older players like, you know, your Dennis Irwins and things like that. And then you've got sort of my side of it as well, where I'm a bit younger than Damo, and I'm choosing sort of, not, you know, there's a lot of, mainly all of them are retired, but, you know, they're of a newer generation of Premier League players. So, yeah, I'm really happy with the picks, but there were some really, really good honourable mentions that I really do believe should have been involved in some way, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I've just got that little bit of spare time. Do you want to give us a bit of your bench that you was thinking of doing?
Yeah, so, I mean, I had quite a lot of backup. So I'll just reel off really quickly the players that I've got. Now, it's bigger than a bench, but to me, they need to be mentioned in, you know, after a podcast like that. First one is Virgil van Dijk. I know he was mentioned, great centre-back. He's not quite there as the best yet, in my opinion, but, you know, he may get there. John Onorisa, for example, at Liverpool. Unbelievable fullback. you've got Luis Suarez, who didn't even get a mention up front. It very well could have done, you know, he lit the Premier League. Point. What did you say?
No. Very good point, you know, with Suarez, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that nobody picked Robbie Keane, it hurts my soul, you know. On a serious note, that guy was phenomenal and consistent. He had a bit of a shy time with Liverpool. But, you know, that Robbie team at the time wasn't that great. But, you know, I really do think that he is up there for me.
Yeah, no, Robbie Keane was a great player when he played for Liverpool, not for Tottenham. Robbie Keane is definitely in with a shout. Like Damo said before he got cut off, you could have chosen 100 players, you know. You've got Robin Van Persie, Fernando Torres. There's two more players that you could add to that list. Another player that I want to mention, and as much as it pains me to say it, is Alexis Sanchez.
But yeah, the Man United version.
Well, we all know about the worst swap deal of all time in the Premier League between Henry Mkhitaryan and Alexis Sanchez. But
I don't know, what about William Gallas?
Oh God, that was awful. That really, really was awful, wasn't it?
He even come to
he went to Chelsea, to Arsenal, to Spurs, and I don't know with William Gallas. Another player you could have put a centre back, Jamie Carragher.
We talk about, you know, of play Ledley King as
Ledley
well.
King, yeah. Great season, you know, Tottenham Hotspur. He was a good player as well.
He was an amazing player. Injury. Mm-hmm. We talk about. Do you know what we will do, Mr. Statman?
Yeah.
Put players, because this will be perfect for you as well.
Yeah.
Putting players who could have been but had too many injuries.
I could give you an entire Arsenal team of that.
Just Arsenal, no one else, and you stick Ledley King
you
in there.
You must feel sorted with Jack Wilshere and Abu Dhabi.
Well, see, the thing is with Jack Wilshere, he's a bit of a weird one because he was a good playmaker, but apart from that, you know, I couldn't see what everyone else saw.
I tell you what, Jay, when this is over, mate, I'm going to send you a link to his performance against Barcelona in the Champions League. That was iconic. Made Xavi and Iniesta look like grassroots players.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but anyone can have a good game. It's doing it consistent. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's West Ham performances is how I literally saw him at.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I mean, they were few and far between, to be honest with you. But Jack Wilshere, I mean, he scored arguably the best Premier League goal of all time. Do you remember the goal against Norwich?
I mean, it depends what... See, when we talk about these kind of things, mate, it depends how you rate a goal. If it's by a volley, a bicycle... Because, you know, bicycle kits as well. Do you know the Rooney one against City, I believe?
Yeah. Wow, what a goal.
And then you've got the Sun goal against West Ham.
Yeah.
The Lanzini goal against Tottenham. It depends your definition of a great goal. Beckham against Wimbledon, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm controversial. I don't even think that was a great goal, the Beckham versus Sullivan.
No, you know, I mean, it was good for his time because it had hardly been done. But how many times has Rooney done that now?
I mean, he was so off his line, Sullivan.
No, oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, when you're looking at the great goals over the years, Beckham's was amazing, but I think there's been better goals since.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Wayne Rooney for Everton. Oh, I can't remember who they were playing.
That was disgusting. Against Arsenal, I believe. when he smashed in against Seaman and his debut.
Oh, yeah, there is that one. There is that one. I remember that one. That was the goal that got him his Man United contract.
They were such a disgusting goal.
Yeah. Rooney to me is one of the best, and that's why he had to go into my team. I think if him and Henry had played together, it would have been a different story. You see, it's really funny, this, because very, very, very close friend of mine, one of my bestest friends, his name's Ainsley. You can find him on Spotify. Just a quick shout out for him. His name's Ainsley Budd. He writes his own music. He's a phenomenal artist, so do check him out. But we were discussing
you know, the old rivalry between Man United and Arsenal, and the fear that he used to get when Thierry Henry was on the team sheet, he can't even describe it. And then the fear that I used to get when I saw Wayne Rooney on a team sheet, again, it was just, you just knew he was going to score, you knew he was going to do something phenomenal. But yeah, Ainsley is actually a guest that I'd like to get on the show. He's a very intelligent guy, and he knows his football. So maybe that's something we should look into, you know, sort of discussing Man United's history and the Premier League's history. And, you know, he's a great person to have this conversation with. So,
well, what we're looking to do anyway in this podcast, whilst you bring that up, and I know people have come here for the football aspect of it, but we'd love to know your comments about gaming, music, you know, other topics. Me and Mr. Statman here will be doing something that's not related to football or wrestling shortly, as we have got quite a lot of members that just want to know other things that, you know, in the day-to-day, you know, general affairs, politics, whatever you want us to talk about, we're more than happy to discuss it. Just give us a quick comment. I think you've got quite a few guests in up for coming up on the show. Is that right, Mr. Statman?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I got quite a few people who are wanting to come on to the show. And, you know, we're not a podcast that, you know, we just let anybody on. You know, we've got our reasons. And, you know, these guys who we want to come on, Jay and myself included, we want to bring you nothing but pure entertainment, because that's what you deserve. You know, you're showing us the commitment of listening to us and following us and watching us grow as a podcast. You know, we want to entertain you with the best people that we can possibly get our hands on. So you've got mine and Jay's seal of approval. If we invite somebody onto the show, you're guaranteed to be entertained. And like Jay said, we're not just going to talk about football, wrestling and combat sports and things like that. Just leave us a comment. You know, if you've got a controversial subject that you want discussing and debating, we will sit down and research and get it spoken about. You know, this isn't just our podcast. This is everyone's podcast. So, yeah.
Exactly. I believe as well, within the next week or two, we will be discussing the Trump administration.
Yeah.
You talk about controversial topics, and not just why Trump was elected, but what he did in power. Because a lot of people focus on what he did, but it's mainly how he got there and how the society is progressing. There's a lot of people who are PC. But as you get that, you get the rise of the far right. And we'll be discussing that in detail. Yeah. So listen out for that, guys. But like Will said, we do all our criminal background checks on people. And if they have got anything, we look the other way, just to bring you entertainment.
That's it. That's exactly it. 100%.
But if you want to be on the show as well, message myself or Will, and we'll be more than happy to get you on. Is there anything you want to... Oh, by the way, sorry guys, we'll finish off now. What you all came here for, the final 22, what both sides picked. And be aware that the next couple of podcasts will show what happens in a simulator between these two teams, which I can't wait for, by the way. So here is how Mr. Statman's team lines up. Check in net, left back Cole, Vidic, Terry, Zabaleta. Left mid, Ronaldo, Scholes, KDB, and JJ Okocha. Up front, Henry and Rooney. I mean, can you imagine that being the team?
Oh, they'd run everything.
No defence, pure attack. Even the wing backs.
Exactly.
Then we've got Mr. Deimos, Mr. Cutoff. He's got Peter Schmeichel, Erwin, Rio, Tony Adams, Neville, Ronaldo, Vieira, Gerrard, Beckham, Fowler, and Shearer. That's a good team right there.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant team. I think, but you know, do you know something? I would love to see those two teams play against each other in real life. And that's why I think Deimos' idea of getting a simulation going on Football Manager is fantastic. I'm really buzzing for the results of this.
Well, depending on which Rooney you get, you know, and which Vieira you get, it's going to be a bloodbath. There's going to be so many red cards.
They'd be surprised to have eight men on the pitch at the end of it.
you know, a hothead Scolzi with a, you know, a Terrier Vinic against a Rio and Tony Arnold. He's just screaming red card, left, right, and centre here. Even the keeper's getting sent off.
Oh, I love
it. But just before we go, who's going to manage your team?
Fergie.
It's got to be.
You can't choose anybody else. It's Sir Alex Ferguson.
It'll be Fergie and Wenger, even.
Yeah, Fergie or Wenger. Don't say Mourinho.
Obviously, guys, we're very grateful for all your support, and thank you very much, Will, for bring. I like to say he's a record holder at the moment, Mr. Statman, for him for the most listens. Destroyed it yesterday. Anything you want to say to all your listeners?
Thank you ever so much. Honestly, you guys, I say this every single time, but you guys listening in, tuning in, listening to me, to my voice, it really does mean a lot, and it makes all of the hard work and the research in and the stats, obviously Statman, it makes all of it worth it. You know, there's nothing I love more than sharing amazing football knowledge and stats and facts with you guys, because that's all I like listening to. So I thought, you know, share the knowledge around. And tune in tomorrow as well for a very special Soccer Saturday score roundup that me and Jay are going to be doing.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be phenomenal. We are going to try to keep doing that, guys, keeping an update on it. But just a quick thank you to our sponsor. You know, it's amazing that this is even going ahead, isn't it?
It is. It really is. I got the message off you last night, Jay, to say, you know, oh my goodness, we've got a sponsor. Cannot thank them enough. You know, it's gestures like that that allow us to grow and grow week in and week out. And the more we grow, the better the content gets. You know, the more entertained that you guys are going to be. So yeah, thank you ever so much.
Yeah, just a thank you again to BK Accountants. If you check our Facebook page, it's on there. Please state that we sent you there. It obviously helps us out more. 25% off your accountant, guys. You know. Do you know what
it's
I mean,
brilliant,
Will?
You know, you're not going to find that kind of deal anywhere else when it comes to accountants.
So, thank you very much, guys. Stay tuned tomorrow, and peace out.
Take care.